but I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
Good to hear your show. I listen to it just about every day.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here at 6:48. Now, three big things. Wichita police looking for a man on an attempted murder warrant. A hand recount of ballots underway in Florida Senate election. Crews continue their search for the dead and missing in California wildfires. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic looking good out there so far this morning, although I will say that the traffic volumes have picked up. Right now, just seeing some heavier traffic around the road construction at Kellogg and I-235, especially eastbound there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 61 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 35. Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler. 10% chance for rain tomorrow and a high of 41. Now partly cloudy, calm, 36 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget, the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. 6:49, Steve and Ted, the Steve and Ted poll question.
Oh, boy.
On our webpage, knssradio.com. The excitement, I can just... You can feel the excitement.
You know, Tom Leffler just blew this one out. He's half beef and pork.
Well, he comes in at about 7%.
Okay.
Steve and Ted poll question. Thanksgiving dinner, traditional turkey or some other main dish? Tofurkey or other meatless alternative?
Zero.
Still bubkus.
Pork, 2%. Brisket or other beef entree, 7%. So Tom is very much in the minority. Ham comes in at 9%, and Ted... Turkey's bumped up to 81%.
There it is. We thought we're in the 80s.
Christmas, you're going to get ham to win.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Well, no, don't. Please, you're not going to do this for Christmas, are you?
I am now.
Give me a different game.
Thanks for the idea.
Thanks,
yeah,
Chad.
We're motivated now.
Are you closing this out today?
No, I'm not closing it out.
Oh, okay.
We still got Thanksgiving coming up next week, about 6 days from now. Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Stocks ended in the green Thursday.
At the closing bell, the Dow added 208 points to close at 25,289. The S&P added 28 points to finish at 27,30. And the NASDAQ also gained 122 points to close at 72,59. After a five-day slide, shares of Apple rebounded 2% in the session. The iPhone seller getting a boost after an analyst at JP Morgan said reports of weaker sales have led to an overreaction on the stock. Shares of Tesla gained close to 1% on reports the electric car company will start delivering Model 3 sedans in China by March. Chief Executive Elon Musk also says U.S. residents will be able to order a Model 3 by November 30th and have it delivered by December 31st. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
Shut off that phone and talk.
Yeah.
Don Grant, ZF,
yeah.
CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning. Don? Talk about
We've seen a dramatic shift in communications in our lifetime. Many thought that email and texting would make life simpler because one doesn't have to lick a stamp and take a note to the post office or even pick up a phone and dial a number and actually talk to another person. Fancy that. Well, because of the ease of electronic communication, I think it's more difficult and there's much more room for poor communication. If you're at all like me, you're inundated with emails daily. I receive from 60 to 100 emails a day. Some are important, but others are solicitations for things that I don't need or want. I try to unsubscribe, and most are good about taking me off their list, at least temporarily. But for another one that I unsubscribe, it seems like two more subscribe me. It's maddening. And a problem with written communication is that we miss a lot of the intention of the message. If it's written in isolation without the benefit of human interaction or reaction, so there's a lot of miscommunication going on. Now, for me, the best solution is direct, face-to-face communication. But that, too, can be wrought with problems. There are many times that, you know, how many times have you been trying to get your point across when the other person is answering a text on his or her phone or checking an email? I got one friend who does that all the time. I'm going to nail him on it. They tell you to go ahead and talk, But you know, they aren't capable of multitasking. Come on, nobody is. I'm working on solutions. Whenever I'm tempted to text somebody, I weigh the benefits of just calling them. I'll only text them when I know that they are busy and can't talk. Now, if it's a complex communication, I text and ask them to call me at their convenience. For any contractual personal or relationship-based conversation, I will only meet face-to-face, and I am never preoccupied with my device when in a face-to-face meeting. That's just rude. I will pocket the phone. If any other person is on their phone, I'll just stop talking. I'll smile. I'll wait till they finish. They eventually get the point. Well, how are you handling communications? And, of course, do you have any questions? And if you would like to talk about it, give me a call, 634-2222.
So are you a social media snob then?
No, I get on there. But it's just we've taken the human interaction out of it.
Several times in recent years, you're in a store or you're in a restaurant and somebody two booths down is going,
I was up there in Phillipsburg the other, just going.
That's when I want to get one of those jammers that are illegal.
The other thing, The other thing is you're talking about emails, and my wife, recently, a few months ago, retired from the workplace after 50 years, and she dealt with emails constantly. She hated them.
Yeah.
The person in the next office would be emailing.
Yeah. Well, stand up
when
and talk over
turn
your
around
cubicle.
And come around the corner and talk.
Anyway. Maddening.
National Fast Food Day.
Oh, boy. Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary first recognized the term fast food back in 1951.
And it wasn't McDonald's either, was it?
No, it was before McDonald's. So what were the fast foods that you remember as a kid? Of course, obviously McDonald's, right, Ted? Here in Wichita, I think even before that, we had Griff's and Sandy's.
We had cookies. Cookies.
That was the, yeah.
Yeah, with the original. Well, I don't know. I mean, in Sacramento, it may have been.
The name of the place,
Cookies, and it was you had the Bonanza Burger. Man, it was good.
That was in Sacramento.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, your favorite fast food when you were growing up came from?
I always liked going to A&W.
A&W.
Yeah, the Papa
good.
Burger, the Mama it's Burger, the Baby Burger.
They had an excellent
the Teen Burger.
Burger
had the bacon on it. Yeah.
And you get and a little frosty
fresh,
mug.
Fresh root
I
beer.
I love that.
Well, you're still a New Way guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty fast food.
No, I wouldn't think. No, I wouldn't say that. Anyway. Okay. National Fast Food Day.
Wow.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
6:56, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. Disturbing propaganda found in mailboxes in North Newton. That story and more news on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.